This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live. We're launching into the second hour of the program. Still to come, the story we mentioned when we started the show. Martin Luther King National Historic Site in Atlanta came back online today during the government shutdown. They opened up, and they're going to be open apparently through February 3rd, and we'll tell you exactly how that was made possible. Coming up here in a little bit. Joining you in the studio tonight, it's me, Ian.
Melanie.
And Bob.
Back to the phones, to the fun, though. We got Ron on the line in New York calling in about the election. You had a couple points you were making, and I wanted to make sure you had a chance to make your final one or whatever it was you were going to get to there.
So. Okay, so the last thing I wanted to say, and I just have to say this, Arvind Vora is a pedophile defender. And for that reason, I encourage...
What?
Okay, citation needed.
Yeah.
Okay, so he said in a quote, he said he was asked, does he think that you should be allowed to have consensual sex with a minor? And he said, yeah.
Okay, well, 17-year, 11-month, and 30-day-olds are minors.
Yeah, so grab your dictionary. I've heard about this. By the way, you're referring to Arvind Vora. That's the actually, he happened to call the show in the last hour. I didn't ask him to. I don't have his contact info. He just happened to call in. But I remember hearing about this particular controversy. He made some kind of statement on Facebook, a very libertarian statement about age of consent, and people, of course, went off about pedophile when they don't even know what the word actually means. So I'd recommend you actually look it up, and you'll find that a pedophile is somebody who is attracted to people who have not hit puberty. So children, actual children. Now, the legal term minor has to do with somebody who's under the legal age of consent or the right to contract.
Well, no, a minor is just somebody who's under the legal age of majority. In some countries, 20-year-olds are minors.
Yeah. And then, of course, in most of the United States, it's 18. But, of course, age of consent's a little different from the right to contract. And so there's, like, different ages. But either way, in most U.S. states, it's either 18 or 16. I think Texas is 17. So there's a few of them out there. So somebody who is attracted to a teenage person is not a pedophile by definition, Ron. So you probably shouldn't go around slandering people.
But regardless of that, you know, quasi-technicality, I'm going to tell you the same offer I told the people who accused Ian of that. Show me the link, and if that's true, I will disassociate from him. But nobody has been able to show me a quote of him defending that.
And there's a lot of people who talk S about me.
And there's a lot of twisted interpretations of things that are in no way... what people try to make
it out. My Facebook page is public. Melanie Neighbors posted on there.
If you've got evidence, you mean?
Yeah.
I think you're going to have to keep waiting on that because it's now been 3 years since the FBI raided these very studios on a purported child pornography warrant, and no one has ever been charged since that. That'll actually be 3 years. 3 years coming up in 2 months from now. So, Ron, anything else you want to say? I would again recommend not going and slandering people. If you don't like somebody, then you know at least know what it is that you're criticizing them for.
No, but here's the thing. From what I remember, he was talking about. Like 14-year-old. If you are 14 years old, you cannot comprehend sex. Therefore, if
that is not a pedophile, okay, you can have an opinion about. You're getting to the opinion that young people cannot make decisions. Is that what you're trying to say? How old do you have to be before you can make a decision for your own body?
If you can't comprehend sex and consent, and you still have sex with somebody who can't comprehend consent, and that person is not consenting. I should point out, Larry Sharp, who is a great libertarian and a great individual, resigned from the libertarian platform because he was not expelled from the Libertarian National Committee.
What does that have to do with the issue at hand here?
Well,
Go ahead, Bob.
Yeah,
sorry.
So, I will grant you, this is absolutely a very tricky issue and a very uncomfortable one, right? So, the thing is when people can understand what sex means, is it's going to be very different for everyone.
For each individual.
Yeah, everyone learns to read at different rates. People understand sex at different rates. It's
and they understand different things about sex.
So now, from a pure libertarian point of view, if somebody is post-pubescent, they have ownership of themselves, and they can, like, I think somebody who's prepubescent, obviously, they clearly have no ability to understand what sex is, and that is absolutely rape.
But we're
However,
talking about a 14-year-old.
Right. Now, a 14, yeah, exactly, and it gets much murkier.
But wait a minute, hold on, Bob. It may be true what Ron says, that somebody at age 14 may not know anything at all about sex, and they may not have a full complement of knowledge on this, so they can't make a truly informed decision. Right. And, you know, if somebody comes back and says, I was raped, then, you know, maybe they were raped, and that needs to be looked into.
Right. But what I'm saying is,
I want to know is, from Ron, is do you think that there's anyone at that age that can make that decision? Or do you just believe that all people at the age of 14 cannot make that decision?
Well, I would say not with somebody who's like 30 or somebody who...
Why does it matter the age of the other party?
Well, because that person is taking advantage of that.
Well, that does bring other issues. So if two 14-year-olds are banging, that's a problem because most likely neither of them has the resources to support themselves or a baby or an STD test or anything else.
Sure.
If your average U.S. 14-year-old is banging your average U.S. 30-year-old, then most likely that 30-year-old just needs to be shot in the face.
Absolutely.
That does not mean
but that's not
that
an actual
anyone...
violent act, and you probably shouldn't just shoot people in the face for doing something that's a consensual act. I mean, are you really talking about shooting somebody over a consensual activity?
Well, my problem is that it's probably not consensual at that point. An average 14-year-old and an average 30-year-old...
If the 14-year-old is telling you they consented, is it consensual?
Okay, so over the objection of the 14-year-old, if it's not my 14-year-old, then that's kind of a different issue.
So what you're saying is you do believe that they can consent at that age, that a young person can consent.
What I would say is it is possible.
There are some issues there of predation that are likely to be the case in that scenario.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Sure. I mean, there's always that possibility, but it doesn't matter if they're 30 or 20 or whatever.
Right, but if a 28-year-old says to me, he tricked me, I'm going to be like, go away.
Yeah.
If a 14-year-old says that to me about a 30-year-old, then maybe it's time
plausible.
For some action.
Yeah, sure, that sounds more plausible. But if we're talking about fraud, should that result in a shot to the face?
Depends on what kind of fraud. That kind of fraud, yeah.
Yeah, well, yeah. I think that kind of fraud, yeah, I think that's
wow.
So fair.
If you defraud somebody out of $10, the appropriate response in most scenarios is not to shoot them in the face.
But if you're talking about something so intimate,
do you not shoot the person in the face? 25? 20? 18?
The perpetrator or the victim?
The perpetrator.
To me, it would matter more of the difference between the victim, not an absolute age of the perpetrator.
What does that mean?
So, like, if it's a 14 and 15-year-old, I'm not really going after anybody.
Okay, we're talking about a 20-year-old and a 14-year-old. What about them?
Unless the 20-year-old has some kind of mental deficiencies, the 20-year-old has a problem.
You think that person should be shot in the face for tricking somebody?
For tricking a 14-year-old?
What about the other way around? What if the 14-year-old tricks the person into thinking they're 18?
Then you don't have
Should the 14-year-old then be shot in the face for fraud?
No.
No.
Because you're not defrauding them out of something.
Well, what would they have been defrauded out of besides their innocence the other way around?
Pregnancy risk, STD risk, mental issues.
You can still get a pregnancy and an STD if you're lying about your age to the person you're having sex with.
But generally it's the...
Right, but the 14-year-old is the victim.
With the age,
If a 14-year-old is going around saying they're 18 and is passably 18, or can pass off as 18, then I don't think we should be going after anybody. We shouldn't be looking at the parents and being like, why?
So then you wouldn't shoot the guy in the face if the person lied about their age? Is what you're saying?
Reasonably convincingly, no.
Okay. Thank you, Ron, for the call tonight. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. I don't agree with violence as a solve to problems. I think that peace is the only solution, but we can talk about that later. More coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
You want to know the 37 items you must have to survive a crisis? Then I've got some good news for you. Former CIA officer and New York Times best-selling author Jason Hansen is now giving listeners a free copy of his book, The Escape Bag Blueprint, 37 Items You Must Have to Survive a Crisis. You can claim your copy at freeescapebook.com. Don't delay. Jason reveals the guns, knives, flashlights, and water filters that could save your life in an economic collapse or grid-down event. Get your free book today, freeescapebook.com. freeescapebook.com.
Bitcoin.com is delighted to announce their latest partnership with the gift card specialists at eGifter. With many of the world's leading brands on their roster, it is now easier than ever to get the gift cards of your favorite brands with Bitcoin Cash. To get started, just follow these simple steps. Visit giftcards.bitcoin.com, pick the gift card you want, follow the instructions on your screen, and make your payment using your Bitcoin Cash wallet. Sit tight and your gift card will be delivered to you as soon as it's ready. That's giftcards.bitcoin.com.
There are basically two types of advertising, direct response and branding. Radio's great for direct response with its low cost-to-listener ratio, but audio can't be beat for branding, which is a longer-term endeavor. You want to be the first thing that someone thinks of when they think about your product or service. If you have a local business that you want kept top of mind in your community, call the station. If you need national reach, Free Talk Live's got around 200 radio stations, millions of monthly listening sessions, can suit all budgets, and if we don't think we're right for you, we'll tell you. Email me, Mark, at freetalklive.com.
Smart Cash is a peer-to-peer digital currency that is fast, secure, and easy to use. Smart Cash also features smart rewards, a price stabilization mechanism, and a way to encourage long-term holding. Long-term holders are key to the project's success. You can earn smart rewards on any address for which you hold the private keys, which holds at least 1,000 smart for 1 month and does not make any outgoing transactions during that time. Smart rewards are distributed every 47,500 blocks to all eligible addresses. Learn more at smartcash.cc.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want. Toll free number here is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We do have the Discord on-air call-in line rooms. over at discord.lrn.fm. So feel free to join us in there. With you in the studio tonight, it's Ian,
Melanie,
and Bob.
And Free Talk Live is brought to you by Bitcoin.com. It's your premier source for everything Bitcoin-related. They can help you choose a Bitcoin wallet, buy Bitcoin, and even show you where you can spend your Bitcoin. Plus, you can read the latest news headlines or engage with the community on the Bitcoin forum. You can learn more and start with their academy if you don't, you know, if you've never actually learned anything about Bitcoin. That's a great place to get the basics. Over at Bitcoin.com, we're going to continue with your calls and thoughts, but, you know, you guys have advocated for guillotines tonight, and I think, Bob, there was, you wanted to use guillotines on politicians, and, but you wanted to, I think, make a correct on what you had originally said there?
I mean, I'm okay with them actually being used, but it, largely what I was alluding to there was like setting them up as a as an intimidation. Like, hey, yeah, if you screw up bad enough, you know, we,
just, like,
we got options
out in front of their building or something like that. So,
or all of their offices.
Yeah. So it's more of a symbolic gesture of
largely. Office. I mean, you know, as a transition into, you guys are right. You and Arvin are absolutely right. The culture absolutely needs to change. That is the core problem.
Otherwise,
and like Arvin, you know, like, and of course, Arvin is against public education, which is the source of.
You mean government? I mean, I think government. I like calling it government education because you know. Private businesses can be open to the public, right? So if you go into 7-Eleven, you're on private property. But unless you've been banned from the 7-Eleven, pretty much anybody can go in there.
Fair enough.
And so most private businesses that would be running schools would accept pretty much anybody that's got the money or a scholarship or whatever.
And of course, like, really, parents should just be responsible enough to, you know, if you're going to have kids, you should just be responsible enough to homeschool.
Well, sure, and it's actually shockingly affordable from what I understand to do homeschooling or unschooling.
That's, of course, what we're going to be doing.
Right, compared to, say, a private school, which could be very, very expensive by comparison. And then there was talk about shooting people in the face. It's just, I don't think that violence is really the way to solve problems. No matter how detestable the person is that you're talking about, you know, using violence actually lowers yourself to the level of the state. You then become the thing you hate.
Yeah, so... shooting someone in the face does not lower yourself to the level of a child molester.
Mm-hmm.
And if they're dead, then they're not raping children anymore.
Right.
So it kind of does solve the problem.
And the problem is with some of these types that are committed to aggression, they are committed to aggression. And so so sometimes there are certain situations, and it is not all situations by any means, but there are certain situations where it comes down to a simple, like, okay, well, there's going to be violence. Like, the reality of the matter is that there's going to be violence. Either it's going to be a perpetrator committing violence, or it's going to be violence committed to stop them from that happening.
Sure. In the moment, it's completely appropriate to use defensive force in order to defend you or somebody else that, you know, is nearby and being attacked. But are you saying that absolutely everybody who, you know, you described as a child molester, which is a horrible crime, you know, to commit, are you saying that none of those people could possibly be rehabilitated or...
Oh, absolutely not.
Well, I don't think that they're... Hold on, wait.
What was that, Bob? You said
I would say generally... Like, generally, yes, for some...
Yes, they can be rehabilitated?
Yes, a lot of them can. However,
worth the risk to me. If you have already raped a child, we do not need you on this planet. And I don't mean go find another planet.
Wait, are you talking about children or teenagers? Because earlier you were talking about shooting people who tricked a teenager into having sex with shooting them in the face.
Children
now you're talking about child
rape. Very young teenagers. Not 17-year-olds, not 16-year-olds, you know, 13-year-olds.
Okay.
If you're well into adulthood yourself.
So on a lot of that, that's really probably not the appropriate, not the best way to deal with
you're
the situation.
It's not appropriate to shoot somebody in the face.
Generally, right? If the father or, you know, family member or the victim themselves decide to do it, I'm going to have to go with a no obligation to defend.
You wouldn't
intervene. I'd let it happen.
If you were on a jury for that person, you wouldn't convict them for it, that kind of thing. And I think that's probably true for a lot of people. I think that's probably true. But isn't there some value to the idea that a violent person, you know, whether we're talking about a rapist or, you know, somebody else who commits an assault or some other irredeemable act of violence, isn't it possible to have that person pay restitution to their victim? And
if you kill them, doesn't that basically mean that person will never be restituted?
But if they're not alive, they can't do it again. So if, even if we're talking about something like a murderer, most of those can probably be rehabilitated. Most murderers are really young anyway.
Okay.
But something like the risk of someone going and raping a child a second time, mm-hmm. or a however many times before you caught them plus one time, like the value of their rehabilitation is not worth it to me to take that risk.
So you would just say to the person who was violated, sorry, you're never going to get a single payment from this person. We've shot them in the face.
Well, they probably own things. And if we're talking about a free market, organs have value. So there's that.
Yeah, let's continue here. We got Mehdi on the line in Canada. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Mehdi.
Hey, how's it going, you guys? I wanted to talk about abortion.
Great.
I recently came across, I don't know if you guys have heard of Walter Block.
Yes.
He's an anarcho-capitalist. Yeah, and so he has a compromise, I find, that abides by the NAP bill. So
the NAP is the non-aggression principle. That is the libertarian kind of principle that backs all of the libertarian viewpoint that says that you should not use aggressive force against your neighbors. So go ahead. I'm sorry. What was your point?
Yeah. So it is predicated on the fetus or that creature inside the uterus being a rights-bearing creature, number one. And number two, it's predicated on that you cannot remove a trespasser immediately by killing them, if you can remove them from your property without killing them. So in other words, if someone comes into my property, I can't just shoot them. I'd have to at least first say, hey, get out. And if the only way I can remove them from my property is killing them, then that would be okay.
Yeah.
So basically what he says is that up to the age, fetal age, that the fetus cannot survive outside of the body, then it is okay, and it's called evictionism, what he does. And so,
and who is this? I'm sorry, I missed the name.
Walter Block.
Oh, Walter Block, okay.
Walter Block, yeah. So there's two parts, basically, of, say, an abortion. One is removing the fetus from the proper, from the uterus, and the second action is killing the fetus. So what he says is that if a fetus is developed to the point where it cannot survive outside of the uterus, then one can remove the fetus from the body. If it means killing them, then so be it, because you're removing a trespasser.
But wait, what you're saying is you would be removing the fetus and then just allowing it to basically die on its own.
It's, and at some ages, the removal process itself would kill them, but yeah, they would definitely die.
Okay, and the rest of the point, go ahead.
But once the fetus reaches an age, or embryo, whatever you call it, once the fetus reaches an age where it can survive outside of the body, then removing it by pulling out the limbs or whatever, like killing it and removing it, then would be unethical because it could actually be removed without killing the rights-bearing creature. Again, it's predicated on it being a rights-bearing creature. So
that's an interesting perspective. If you have more to share, you're welcome to stay. Mehdi is on the line with us there from Toronto, Canada. The toll-free number, if you want to join us, 855-450, free like freedom, free talk live.
You may need this herbal tea for relief right away, so write this down, drmillersclinic.com. If you take meds, then suffer stomach distress, constipation, indigestion, acid reflux, and bloating, and nothing else helps, get Dr. Miller's Holy Tea or Super Holy Tea, a cleansing, detoxifying herbal tea now available at great rates direct from Dr. Miller's office. Call or click 888-660-7039 or drmillersclinic.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump and Vice President Mike Pence are paying their respects at the Martin Luther King Jr. Memorial in Washington, D.C. The event was a bit of a surprise as the president had no public event scheduled for Monday. Elvita King, niece to Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., reminds us how we should remember her uncle.
I'm encouraging people today to remember he was a prophet. He was seeking the divine. He did not serve politics nor government. Martin Luther King Jr. served God.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. As the partial government shutdown continues, more and more TSA agents are calling in sick. By last count, the number was right around 10%. And TSA agent James Keyes tells Fox News, going into work and not getting paid, it's becoming a challenge.
You go to work and you expect, you know, pay for hard work, and you wake up and your bank account's empty.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-561-5716. That's 800-561-5716. Again, 800-561-5716.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. And we're going to get back into the call here, but I do want to let you know that Bitcoin isn't the only cryptocurrency out there. There are, in fact, thousands of cryptocurrency options out there for you. So which ones do you look at? Well, you can't possibly go through them all, so hopefully you'll take a look at Smart Cash, because we think it's a pretty cool crypto. In fact, they are sponsoring Free Talk Live, and the reason why they're sponsoring Free Talk Live is because we made a proposal on their proposal system over at smartcash.cc, in which anyone who has one smart has a vote. So unlike some of the cryptocurrencies out there that have a governance model that only allow the wealthiest of the holders of that crypto to vote, anybody with smart can cast votes on the proposals over at smartcash.cc. So that's a pretty cool factor. Of course, Smart Cash is fast, secure, and easy to use, and it also has smart rewards, which is a price stabilization mechanism and a way to encourage long-term holding. So if you have at least 1,000 smart, which right now, smart's less than, I think, 2 cents a piece. So, you know, you can get 20 bucks will get you more than 1,000 smart. And so if you have more than or at least 1,000 smart, you hold on to it in a wallet for which you hold the keys, and you don't make any outgoing transactions for basically a month-long period, then you will get the smart rewards as well. SmartCash.cc. Go there. Learn more as we go back to Mehdi on the line in the Toronto area in Canada. Mehdi, you'd called in to talk about Walter Block's perspective when it came to abortion. And let me just see if I can recap this briefly. The idea from Block was that if the fetus is to the point where it cannot survive on its own, then it would just be, it could be removed and just simply allowed to die, which would eliminate the murder aspect, according to Block, I guess, of the abortion. And then if the fetus is able to live, then it could be removed and then put on life support and presumably given to parents that actually wanted it. Is that, I mean, did I kind of recap that appropriately?
Yeah, that's basically what it is. Like in his version of Ankapistan, or his kind of version of how society would be just that. So long, late-term abortions, I think, they're ones where the fetus can survive. His argument would be that, well, you can remove, but if you can remove without killing, then the option would be to remove. And he uses an analogy of someone coming on your property. I think most voluntarists, anarcho-capitalists, libertarians, whatever you call it, would say you can't just shoot the person in the head. You have to at least say, okay, get off my property, please, or, you know what I mean? Like a kind of like an escalating violence.
Yeah, and so to be honest about it, most late-term abortions aren't performed because, like, late-term abortion is almost a non-issue because they're not performed because somebody decided at 8 months they didn't want a baby. Mm. They're performed because there's something seriously wrong with the baby.
A medical danger of some sort.
Yeah.
Right.
So that's kind of less of an issue. They're rare, and when they occur, they're for medical reasons more than social reasons. The problem with evictionism is if I cause you to be in a dangerous situation, I can't then just walk away. So, and I do think that evictionism is NAP compliant.
NAP is the non-aggression principle.
In cases where you are not the one who put the baby there. So that would be in cases of rape.
Okay.
Whether or not I like it, I think it's NAP compliance in cases where you did not consent to the possibility of a pregnancy. If I put someone somewhere where I know that they can't survive, then I'm responsible for safely removing them. So if I let you in my car and say I don't charge you, and I start driving 90 miles an hour up and down the mountains next to Keene, I can't just be like, get the F out my car now, it's my car, I can kick you out.
You mean while it's moving?
Yeah, at 90 miles an hour. I have to actually stop and pull over, and then I can kick you out the car.
Or I would say to hit on the evictionism point a little bit more, you can't drive out into the middle of the desert, or, you know, 200 miles into the desert, drop, you know, hey, get out of my car and speed off.
That's like a solid argument against it, I got to say. Manny, what do you think?
So the thing is that when people are conceiving or having sex, that party, the other party for whatever contract you're trying to say, that other party, the fetus, doesn't exist yet.
Mm-hmm.
Right? It's too,
I didn't say it was a contract. I said you incurred an obligation. You incurred an obligation by putting someone in a dangerous place.
Okay, So if I don't let you in my car, who's the someone? The fetus.
If I just forcibly put you in my car and start driving 90 miles an hour, I definitely can't kick you out doing 90 miles an hour.
Right, right. But with sex, you didn't put the fetus in you.
Yes, you did. That's how you get a fetus inside of you.
No. But you just have sex. There's no human as yet, right?
But that's how
you put them there.
But
so,
everybody
yeah.
knows. I mean, everybody knows that that's how babies get made.
So when I drag you in my car, you're not in my car yet. But dragging you in my car is how I get you there.
Yeah, I think that I think you guys have the evictionism argument on the ropes. Medi, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate the discussion. Right. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. However, I would like to add that I am a person who believes in, you know, you own yourself, and I don't think that libertarians agree on this issue. They definitely don't. There's a lot of opinions here. In fact, you know, you're probably going to find a couple of them in this very studio, let alone the gentleman that was on the phone there. I get the argument for evictionism, but I don't see fetuses as being human beings, number one. So to me, you know, it's not like evicting a real person.
Well, science kind of disagrees, like basic biology kind of disagrees.
Well, everybody's got their opinions about what science
does. I can say that, so kind of the approach that I generally take with that is, we can't, you are correct. We can't 100% know, like, okay, when is the time that, like, someone has rights? Like, what is the cutoff line? Like, that's not a question for science. That's a question for religion and philosophy.
Yeah, it's an opinion thing.
Not even so much that,
people are going to have different opinions about it till the end of time.
And so what I say is, okay, so if we are serious about the NAP, if we are serious about the non-aggression principle, that nobody has the right to initiate force, threats of force, or fraud against another person, we have to, like, if we're going to be really serious about that, we have to be serious about it. And if we're like, hey, you know what, this may or may not be a NAP violation, and it may or may not be, and if it is a NAP violation, it's a grievous NAP violation. So we really need to take a cautious approach.
I think
now,
the best bet
I can also say
is that you're not going to get everybody on board with whatever.
Well, no, I'm not going to get everybody on board with non-aggression principle, period. Yeah. Doesn't mean I'm not going to make the arguments that are accurate.
But even within the libertarian community, even within people who believe in the non-aggression principle, there are different opinions about what is a fetus and what is a human and when does it become real, when does it have rights and all this. And that's never going to be, nobody's ever going to agree on it, because somebody's going to point to one science thing and then another person's going to point to another science thing.
Well, that's exactly my point, though.
It's not like, well, maybe it's a giraffe. Like, there's no science, fringe or otherwise, that says that a human fetus is anything other than a human.
Okay.
Well, that's exactly my point, is that you're right. We're not going to, like, there's not really a...
But it's not,
like,
really the same thing,
there's
right?
There's not because a 100% way to
agree. Not the
agree.
Same thing as what?
Yeah, I mean, it's not the same as an actual human, because it's developing.
It's
never opened its eyes before. It's never seen...
So,
it's
like,
never,
blind people don't have...
It has never had its own, independent conversation. It's never had a conversation. Right. There's so much that a fetus has never done. I like the example of it's ridiculous, because we have to go to the ridiculous to get any kind of examples here, but your house is on fire, there's a fetus that's developing in a petri dish. It's yours for whatever reason. It's in a petri dish, and you've got your child. Which one? You can only save one. Which one do you save?
Well, okay, so that's,
I don't know.
That's a lifeboat situation.
Yeah. I don't know.
You really don't know?
No.
You're really
no.
not sure about that? Okay,
no.
That's it. That's it. It's an honest answer.
Yeah.
Because I think most people would say they'd save their child because they realize that there's a significant difference.
If you had asked me this a couple months ago, I'd be like, okay, well, the child has a greater likelihood to survive. The already formed child has a greater likelihood to survive on its own.
That's also true until, 3 months.
It's also a life. It also has value.
Right. So now that I am a father, we have a kid on the way, the changes that have happened with me, the connection that I have with that child, I can't say that.
We got more coming up here. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE.
Bitcoin.com is delighted to announce their latest partnership with the gift card specialists at eGifter. With many of the world's leading brands on their roster, it is now easier than ever to get the gift cards of your favorite brands with Bitcoin Cash. To get started, just follow these simple steps. Visit giftcards.bitcoin.com, pick the gift card you want, follow the instructions on your screen, and make your payment using your Bitcoin Cash wallet. Sit tight and your gift card will be delivered to you as soon as it's ready. That's giftcards.bitcoin.com.
There are basically two types of advertising, direct response and branding. Radio is great for direct response with its low cost-to-listener ratio, but audio can't be beat for branding, which is a longer-term endeavor. You want to be the first thing that someone thinks of when they think about your product or service. If you have a local business that you want kept top of mind in your community, call the station. If you need national reach, Free Talk Live's got around 200 radio stations, millions of monthly listening sessions, can suit all budgets, and if we don't think we're right for you, we'll tell you. Email me, Mark, at freetalklive.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Warning! If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It is Free Talk Live. Dial on in here toll-free. Our number for you is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've also got the Discord on-air call-in line rooms over at discord.lrn.fm. You hop into one of those rooms, we'll see you there and join you, and then you'll be on the air with us in the studio tonight. It's Ian.
Melanie.
And Bob.
We're going to go back to your calls, but I know, Melanie, you had something else you wanted to add to this talk radio hell that is abortion.
Yeah, so then my other argument against eviction, or at least Walter Block's, well, it's
the idea
the
of
version,
evicting a fetus and then letting happen whatever happens rather than the actual abortion of killing it.
Yeah. So, which there are actually forms of abortion that do that. But, so then the other problem is if you consider them to be a trespasser, and I don't because you can't put somebody somewhere and then say they're a trespasser, I find that concept absurd.
Except for rape. You already gave that exception earlier, I think.
I gave that
because you didn't put
it
there.
No, I said that I didn't. So even in rape, the fetus is still not a trespasser because you have to be a moral agent to be a trespasser. But they're not an invitee either, okay. So you can still, compliant with the non-aggression principle, kick them out.
All right.
So if you have a 20-story building and someone is trespassing on it, most libertarians would say you can kick them out, but you have to let them exit via the door.
You don't throw them off the roof.
You can't say, well, I want you out right this second, and the fact that you can't fly is not my problem.
Right.
I'm throwing you out of the 20th story window.
Yep.
So if you have a fetus, a human fetus, I mean, they're going to come out kind of one way or the other eventually. In theory, sure, you can kick them out if they're a trespasser, but you have to do that safely if you have to kick out trespassers safely.
Seems reasonable.
So the only way to do that is to wait a couple months and kind of you're the person who caused that to be the problem, or to cause that to be the case, so I don't have that much of a problem with that.
So the good news is science is going to help solve a lot of these issues that people have. At least my understanding is that they're going to come up with embryos and wombs that are going to be artificial, and they'll be able to extract said unwanted fetus and inject it into whatever artificial growth chamber that they can do for that. So therefore, all the people who want to see an end to abortion can just fund these artificial fetuses on a voluntary basis, and then that's going to solve most of the problem. I think that on the other hand, if it's a while before we get there, and if for some reason we actually get to a libertarian society, which probably won't happen in our lifetime, but who knows? It's possible. If that ever happens, then I think what you're going to see is people are going to divide down, hopefully even further. Because the fact is, amongst libertarians, we don't all agree on everything. And some people don't get along. You guys were just talking about how there's some groups of people in Manchester that don't get along with you, but yet they're all supposedly pro-liberty. And that's the same thing is true, all over the place. People don't always get along. So we're going to see divisions. We're going to see divisions among the people who respect a fetus as another human life. We're going to see a division among those who don't. We'll see a division among people who want to see open borders, and we'll see a division among those who don't, right? So there's going to be these very strong issues that are going to shove wedges.
Of course, if we had a libertarian society, like, the border issue wouldn't really be...
Kind of
like, open or closed borders isn't really a thing. It's private property lines, which is the correct...
Yeah, I see what you're saying. But ultimately, you're still going to have people who are open when it comes to their property. They're willing to let anybody come to it. And then there's going to be those who want to have a closed club and a gated community and all that. And those people shouldn't live together.
Right.
Those people shouldn't live together. And the same thing's true of the people who feel a certain way about abortion, because why live with people that you just have to fight with forever? Just hopefully no one will go to war over any of these issues.
Typically, abortion is an academic issue. As long as you refrain from sleeping with people who disagree with you on abortion, it tends to be an academic discussion.
Well, that's true, but it also tends to be
an actual conflict.
Well, but it does tend to actually create conflict, because people get really emotional about this particular issue, and that leads to anger, and that leads to fighting, and that leads to hard feelings and possible violence. And so, again, I feel like we just need to have people live with people who agree with them, and that's true for people that believe in property versus don't. I don't want to live around people who don't believe in property. I want to live around people that believe in that. So let's keep those people away who don't believe in it, because they just cause problems for those of us who believe in the idea of property. So that, I think, would be one of those issues. We got Tom on the line. He's in Maine, out there in Brunswick. I think you're listening to WLOB. Go ahead, Tom.
Hey, how's it going, guys? I just wanted to add a point to the discussion earlier, and it may just be semantics, like you're talking about, but the distinction between a fetus and a human being. Definitely think that there is absolutely responsibility on the part of the two people who conceive a child. But when you're talking about a fetus, to me, an apt metaphor is talking about an acorn in respect to a tree. Like, does the acorn have the ability under the right conditions to become a tree? Absolutely. But should we treat every single acorn as if it's going to become a tree? I guess is the only point I wanted to make.
I would say no, you should not. And that's a great point.
If your standard is something other than being a human, then human fetuses might not meet that standard. But human fetuses are, by definition, tautologically humans.
Yeah.
That looks
like humans to me.
And really it is semantics, because you're deciding, what is a human and what is not a human. Just like you're saying, an acorn is an acorn and it's not a tree.
What is a human? It's not a philosophical issue. Okay. What is a human is a scientific issue.
Yeah, so it's actually pretty opinion-based from what I can tell.
Well, the thing is, the problem, of course, with an acorn and a tree is that neither acorns nor trees have rights. They're not moral agents.
Except
they don't have rights.
Doesn't that one tree own himself?
Well, it has legal rights, but that's a different. That's an entirely different thing
with that
real
story.
Rights.
It sounds crazy, but well, again, this rights is also another opinion-based concept. So even if you were to manage to convince everybody that this thing that looks nothing like a human is actually a human, you're not going to have the same ability to convince people that that thing should have the same rights as a fully developed human.
Well, it depends how closely you look at it. I mean, so yes, if you look at just the basic, like from the outside, if you look at an embryo or a fetus, it doesn't I mean, if you
doesn't
get
to, have all of its parts developed.
It depends on how old.
If you go, but if you go down, well, if you go down to a small enough level, if you go down to the genetic level, it looks it looks exactly the same as you or I.
I mean, the idea that an equivalent amount of rice should attach to a thing that you know is the size of a speck of rice or something like that seems absurd on its face.
Well, I mean, what if we found a sapient alien race?
I don't know, but that's a ridiculous what-if question. Tom, go ahead with your thoughts.
Well, I just wanted to add to that, too. Like, what do we value about human beings? You know, is it the fact that we're just physically here, or is
sapience.
It you know, the other characteristics that we bring?
Sapience.
Because the fetus is physically
what's
here,
that?
But does it have those other characteristics we look for?
So of course, I think what essentially gives moral agency, which is what brings rights, is having that combination of sentience and sapience.
Sapience is having or showing great wisdom or sound judgment.
Yes,
it's
the ability to reason, which is a human trait.
But it doesn't have that ability at that point.
Not at that point.
Its brain hasn't even developed.
But if you're going to say that, then you could. Somebody who's sleeping, you could kill because they're,
Do we know that they have a pain mechanism at that skill either? I mean, I genuinely don't know.
Well, I mean, you're talking about a 9-month time frame, so I mean, you're going to have to narrow that down.
At some point, it will.
Well, pretty quickly. The brain starts developing.
At the beginning, there is zygote and there's two cells, so no, they don't have a nervous system.
But yet, some people, probably you, would argue that rights attack at that point.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thanks, Tom, for the call. Great call. I appreciate your points. The toll-free number here is 855. Nice to not be alone on this. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Vernon in New Orleans online. Go ahead, Vernon.
So I had a friend tell me that they're planning on conceiving soon, but they're going to have the whatever it is, DNA tested, and if it comes back to where it may have some sort of a deficiency, I guess not. It's like if it has Down syndrome or whatever, if it's going to be disabled, she plans on having an abortion. And I've never heard of that before. I thought that was very interesting. And
that's been around for at least like 10 to 15 years.
Yeah, and there are now people who want to manipulate the genetics in advance to try to lessen the chances that their child will have Down syndrome and things like that. Do you guys agree with manipulating genes and that sort of thing for the purposes of improving the likelihood of a healthy child?
So if there is an actual way to do it that doesn't have, like, wildly outrageous risks, if you can improve your genetics by altering them or whatever, I mean, why not?
You're okay with that, okay.
Yeah, I mean, it definitely it feels kind of creepy, but, intellectually, no, I guess I really don't have an issue.
And you're a Christian.
Yes. Okay. I would say that...
And Melanie's not.
There's room for abuse, which could be problematic.
All right, we got more on the way. Thank you, Vernon, for your call tonight. You can bring up anything you want. I hope that we can talk about the Martin Luther King story. It's been wall-to-wall phone calls here tonight on this Monday episode of Free Talk Live. Now, of course, you can bring up anything. That is the point of the program, and hopefully that will be the end of the abortion calls because we have a whole hour left. This is Free Talk Live.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at HBExtract.com. Or call 866-295-5305. That's HBExtract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at HBExtract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.